We are in the process of the reauthorization of the contracts with the longshoremen on the West Coast ports, Long Beach, Los Angeles, Oakland, Seattle, Portland. And so we've seen some work slowdowns take place here in recent months. But there's many factors to that supply chain. During the pandemic, we had a host of container ships coming in and leaving empty. And that was an unfair trade practice. As a result of that, we passed the ocean shipping bill, myself and John Garamendi and others, Dusty Johnson, that really gave the Federal Maritime Commission some ability to have some authority to restrict these ships coming in, bringing in their products, and then leaving empty. I mean, 44% of California's agriculture is exported, and we had markets in the Asia and elsewhere. But if you couldn't get a consignment on a ship, you're really out of luck. And so that was very helpful. I'm looking at following up this year with legislation that would make the 10 major shipping companies in the world that control basically 90% of the shipping subject to antitrust laws, because, well, the legislation that the president signed last year, I think, has been helpful to the Federal Maritime Commission on demurrage issues and on delays. I think we need to have some additional tools for the Federal Maritime Commission to let these maritime companies know that they've got to be fair. I believe in free trade, but I also believe in a level playing field. And the pandemic turned a lot of that upside down. In addition, our ports and harbors don't have the level of efficiency and modernization that other ports and harbors have around the world. As a matter of fact, in many instances, we rank below worldwide efficiency standards for the changes that have occurred. And so the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package has about $19 billion set aside for modernization of our ports and harbors. So, you know, you put all these things together in terms of our supply chain. You know, one, we've got to, you know, renegotiate this contract with the longshoremen. Two, we've got to ensure that these international companies play fairly and that we're able to get, when these ships offload their cargo, that they go back with American products in them, back to our markets. And that, three, we do our part to modernize our ports to make them more efficient, because we export a lot of products and agriculture around the world, and we can compete with anybody if we can get our products to those markets.